Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump does not understand why the state of Israel fears a second state, a Palestinian state. That's the headline. David Dolan joins me in a moment to explain what President Trump does not understand.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A Palestinian state could be a threat to the security and even the life of many Jewish people should they establish a second state, a Palestinian state.
I think it's a concern that the Israelis have had for quite a long time, that it's hard for Americans in general to contemplate such a tiny country as Israel is, smaller than New Jersey, carving away, you know, land that's right alongside its capital. It would be akin to a state being formed on the eastern suburbs of Washington, D.C. that extends into Maryland. And that's hard sometimes to convey to Americans that live in such a powerful, large, continental country. So the Israelis do feel that their argument is not quite appreciated in Washington, but that's been the case, Jimmy, for decades. Again, every administration has said we want a peace deal that involves a Palestinian state being created right next to Israel. Trump was the first one that hinted, at least, when asked that question at a press conference a few months ago, that, well, whatever the parties decide, I'll go along with. If it's a one-state solution that they can work out, fine. You know, so he expressed more flexibility, a two-state solution that Israel must allow the creation of a Palestinian state right on its doorstep, right up the hill from its main international airport, right next to its main industrial center and commercial center, Tel Aviv. So far, it hasn't come into existence, and as you and I have discussed, I really don't think it ever will.
David Dolan with information that President Trump needs to have as he endeavors to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. What President Trump does not understand in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is that there has never been a Palestinian state. The United Nations offered the Palestinians a state back in 1947. However, the Palestinians turned the United States down on the offer. Now the Palestinians want that state. Bible prophecy doesn't say that there will be a Palestinian state. What it does say, there will be a Palestinian people. Malachi chapter 1 talks about the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, will come back to rebuild. God says that their borders will be the borders of wickedness. That prophecy is at the point of being fulfilled today. Ezekiel chapter 35 says that these Palestinian people will kill the Jews, verse 5, and then steal their land, verse 10. This prophecy actually has been partially fulfilled. As we hear the news reports and see the TV news, we can recognize how close we are to these Bible prophecy passages being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...